this may not come again.
I'm gonna make this magic last, so let's not move too fast. You feel so good to me.
I wanna hold you in my arms forever.
Soon. It's the brand new album from Melba Moore, and I'm tipping that to be a big hit. That is a duet with Freddie Jackson, and just a little bit more. It's quarter after two. This is Energy 103 with Chris Rea on the way.
Energy 103.
Live music comes to the County Club Dunshotlin on Friday night the 29th with Jump the Gun. It's going to be a great night, and you've got to be there. The night kicks off at 8 o'clock. Then at 9.30, it's Jump the Gun with a disco till 2 a.m. There's a bar extension till 1.30, and supper will be served. Come along to the County Club Dunshotlin on Friday night the 29th, where you can witness the best of both worlds.
In today's demanding security environment, you can't afford to take chances. There's too much at stake. That's why people who know about alarm systems choose ATA. Into every ATA security alarm goes total dependability. Dependability that comes from top quality equipment, installed by experts, and backed up by a professional and efficient service department. ATA Security. Technology with reliability in burglar and fire alarms. Can you afford not to phone 775-099? ATA Security.
When you look looking for something good to eat, there's only one place in town, Astor's of Leeson Street. Astor's opens 6 days a week, serve breakfast, lunch and dinner, all at very affordable prices. And the food, well, it's superb. You can choose from steaks, grills or fresh fish and enjoy a glass of wine with your home-cooked meal. So for friendly service 6 days a week, call into Astor's, open from 10 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Or call us for a reservation on 609906. Astor's, 133 Upper Leeson Street, Dublin 4.
Today, I'm almost looking forward to September. After all, it is only a little over a week away. There goes Chris Rea, September Blue. It's 20 minutes after 2 on a day that bus stops will still be talking about a week from now. Here comes Gino Vannelli.
When I think about those nights in Montreal, I get the sweetest thoughts of you and me. Stop!
Shirley Stevens. Shirley's only massive.
Afternoon from Energy 103. After all, you can't swim that fast. You've heard of laser discs and compact discs. Well, we've just invented a new disc. It's called the Aqua Disc. There goes George Benson and Billy Joel. He's coming up.
Energy 103.
Bruce, Ivor, good luck now, and don't forget to shift all those bikes out to Bray and get them sold off, but not below cost price. Right.
Refresh. See you in 2 weeks.
Send me a postcard, love.
Well, Brady, the joke to me now. What did he sandwich to you?
He said you had a free hand, son, and to sell them all at below cost price.
That's our reason. We'll put the BMXs out at $39.95, the races at $89.95, and the rally sports at $99.95. Brady, fancy giving us a hand in the studio?
Don't take, son. I'll wait for me sweetheart's return.
Will the boss ever return? Will Brady and Tony ever make a tandem? Find out next week in another chilling episode in the Penny Farthing Bicycle Store, 79 Angel Street, and Super Warehouse Shop, Castle Free Frey.
And next up, it's lot number 44. What am I bid for this immaculate 1983 four-door white saloon car?
Sell your car for cash. The Windsor Way. Windsor Car Auctions, Bluebell Nace Road. Auctions twice weekly, Wednesday at 6:30 and Saturday at 1 p.m. Entries accepted every day and during the auction. Sell your car for cash. The Windsor Way. Windsor Car Auctions. Telephone 516877.
You're all over and done now. Going. Going.
Energy 103. Energy 103.
must admit, that is one of my favorite years. 1980 there. That would be a great year for a cruise as well. But what year is today's cruise? We have to stay tuned and find out, because Gareth will be revealing all between 3:30 and 3:30. On the cruise, that is. It's 24 minutes to 3. Here's Owen Paul.
Nothing ever comes for free, but something true no one takes from me. Nothing else that I'll gain. They always and not fade away. Something old may turn to gray, but he knew remains the golden day. No other game that I can win. Raising the wars this way, fight, fight, fight.
You're looking in that one-way mirror, but all those background details change. And every time it rains, you never know what'll fall on you this time. But nothing ever dies, no, just the years going by. Nothing will die, nothing.
Then don't move an inch, because now for just £28 per week, you can rent your own personal sunbed. It's fast, efficient, and very convenient, because you sunbathe in the comfort of your own home. We also provide a free delivery and collection service. So call Alison today on Dublin 429 423. That's 429 423. And bring the sun into your home.
Look, they actually do have a waterfall in the restaurant.
Look, there's another one.
Let's have a drink before we order. What would you like?
Gin and tonic, please.
And I'll have a pint. Now, what would you like? There's hamburgers, steaks, club sandwiches, lasagna, scampi, chicken. Maybe we'll splash out and treat ourselves to the waterfall special, Chateaubriand. We can afford it at these prices.
The Waterfall Restaurant, Irish Life Mile, Lower Abbey Street, opposite the VHI.
Want to hear about an offer you can't refuse?
What?
Auto Glaze Windscreen Services of Crumlin Road will supply and fit car sunroofs for just £99, including VAT. And not only that, and this is where it gets good, they'll give you a 2-year full guarantee against leaking.
Interesting. Well, you don't sound too impressed.
It's because I just bought one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you see, I already know about Auto Glaze Windscreen Services on the Crumlin Road, just 50 yards from Dolphin's Barn Bridge. Or you can call them on 538-555.
Auto Glaze Windscreen Services Limited. 538-555.
Energy 103. Time to get away from all these rumors.
Janet Jackson, When I Think of You. It's 8 minutes to 3 here at Energy 103. Time for two more from me, and here comes In Fight. And Calling All the Heroes, just about wrapping up things for me for today from Jerry Stevens. Have a happy day. Not such a sunny day. Hopefully you can join me tomorrow. Gaz is next. Bye-bye. Lovely day. You don't think so? Well, life can be made a lot easier with Cripps Footwear. Cripps are the largest stockists of wellies and rain gear. Just what today calls for. Cripps Footwear, Terenure, Lucan and Nutgrove Avenue, beside the shopping centre. Call in today.
All Weather, the truck and auto glass replacement experts, announce new, longer opening hours. At their Grand Canal Quay branch, beside the Docks and Cats Home, open Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. Yes, 8:30 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays and bank holidays, 8:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. And the all-weather Bolton Street branch, just 3 minutes from the ILEC Centre, is open Monday to Saturday, 8:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., including lunch hour. Shattered windscreen? Shattered door or vent glass. Shattered rear screen. When this happens to you, bring it to the experts. All Weather. With the largest stock of Japanese and European replacement truck and auto glass.
More and more Irish managers are coming to realize the importance of good sales techniques. And that's where Energy 103 comes in. Energy 103 is Dublin's radio leader. That's why so many businessmen have found that energy sells for them. Call Dave Johnson on 606-422 and find out about Energy's special summer advertising rates. Or call into Energy at 144 Upper Leeson Street. Meet our production staff. They'll help to create a commercial for your product that sells. They make pretty mean coffee too. The radio leader in Dublin is Energy 103.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
It's 3 o'clock, NRG News with David Johnson. Good afternoon. A total of 6 people have died since the beginning of the stormy weather yesterday afternoon. A woman and her daughter were dragged out of the River Liffey at the North Wall. The woman's younger 4-year-old daughter may also have drowned. 2 men were also found victims of the weather yesterday. Their bodies were found in Dublin and Newry. The 6th death was discovered in the river near Ballymacarbery in County Waterford. It's thought the man was one of many who was canoeing on the river yesterday. And an emergency meeting of the Cabinet has been called for to discuss the effects of the recent Hurricane Charlie, which swept its way over the waters from the United States. Reports on the damage will be collated by the Department of the Environment alongside with the Department of Agriculture. EEC aid for farmers has been called for by the president of the ICMSA, who says that there is a countrywide crisis affecting both livestock and tillage farmers. The deputy leader of the DUP, Mr. Peter Robinson, has lodged a complaint with the North's police authority against the RUC chief, Jack Herman. The reason for the complaint is because of the removal of private security for Mr. Robinson, which followed the cross-border incursion at Clontibret. Both Mr. Robinson and the DUP leader Ian Paisley say that Protestants all over the North are being terrorized by the RUC's Divisional Mobile Support Unit. And Mr. Paisley and Mr. Robinson are meeting with management members of the Shorts Aircraft Company in the North to try and avert a strike there. Some of the 7,000 mainly Protestant workers on the shop floor were last week ordered to take down Loyalist emblems which were being displayed. But the workers say that if they're forced to remove the various paraphernalia, then a strike will be called. South African police have arrested 4 men and 2 women following the brutal murder of a man at his home in Constantia, Cape Town. Mr. Stan Henriksen, aged 52, the father of South Africa's first test tube quads, was shot in the face and then stabbed in the back by the masked intruders. The man's wife was also seriously injured after being stabbed several times. Nuclear waste site test drilling engineers have been turned away once again by demonstrators at Fullback in Lincolnshire. The team arrived at 10:30 this morning and were met by a silent protest involving some 120 people. It's the 5th time in 2 weeks the contractors have been forced to decline from their testing. The latest half-yearly figures for sex crimes and muggings in London have been published and will more than likely alarm ministers as they indicate overall figures. The figures reveal that sex crimes have increased by 9%, muggings by 14%, and assaults have increased by 7%. The police force in the capital say that they need another 3,800 officers to cope with the increase in this sort of crime. The weather forecast for the Bay Area now remaining cool and very windy, clearing later with scattered showers. The Bay Area high 14 degrees and winds are northeasterly in direction. That's the NRG News. It's coming up to 3.5 minutes past 3.
Garrett O'Callaghan, Energy 103.
Just about. To be quite honest with you, where does one start on a day like today? Try and put the bad weather to the back of your minds for half an hour this afternoon and let's cruise pleasantly through the hottest summer of the 70s decade. We're recapturing a year that Jimmy Carter was elected President of the United States, but what year are we remembering? got to do every day of the week for half an hour on the Energy Cruise is just recall, reminisce, and remember. The year we're remembering today was the year that Jim Callaghan succeeded Harold Wilson as the British Prime Minister. And one of the biggest armed raids ever was staged in March that year by an armed gang. The victim was the Dublin Cork mail train. And between 600,000 and 1 million Irish pounds were stolen at Hazel Hatch. And Princess Grace had just bought a lovely little cottage in County Mayo.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. And there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside.
Tuesday, the worst Tuesday we'll ever remember here in Dublin City. Throw your head back a few years to the year in which the Olympic Games were held in Montreal. A nationwide bank strike lasted that year for 2 months, crippling the entire country. And it was good news for Dublin. Well, they need some today. They won the All-Ireland that year in GAA, beating the Kerry opponents by 3 goals and 8 points to 10 points. It was the year of Swedish group ABBA, 3 number one hits. And the then European Commissioner, Paddy Hillary, was instated the new President of Ireland. 3:09 as we remember. What year was it?
Cherry pie guy, who I wanna slice of your love. You're sweet as heaven above. And though you're not on my side, I sure wanna try. Cherry pie guy, how the girl said, yeah, you're addicted to you, cause I got a sweet taste. I want you, boy. Be my candyman, give me some candyman. Cherry pie guy, I wanna slice your loving pie guy. Just one kiss and you know I'll get high, higher and higher and higher.
We've got a full up-to-date comprehensive list of the bad spots in the traffic flow around the city to avoid for you this afternoon in about 20 minutes, so hang on with us. In the meantime, let's keep remembering the year that Richie Ryan suggested abolishing children's allowances in November. Now, this was described as impossible by his then-colleague Brendan Corish, and an 11th-hour bid was being made to stop the Minister for Education, Dick Burke, from becoming Ireland's next Mr. Europe. As far as some of the big films go, Silent Movie by Mel Brooks, Young Frankenstein, Venom, Her Kiss Was Like Poison, and the outlawed Josie Wales with Clint Eastwood.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology.
Vincent Doyle became the new editor of the Evening Herald, and Joanna Lumley had just taken up her role as Purdy in the new Avengers. It's 3:16 on the Tuesday cruise. What year?
Energy 103.
Sit and smile.
Use disposable coverings for your loose seat. They're clean, hygienic, and so comfy to use. So sit and smile. I said sit, and tell the boss to get some for your loose. Order yours on 894467. 894467. But don't sit down on that loo. At least not without neat seats. The all-new disposable coverings for your loo. When you're looking for something good to eat, there's only one place in town. Astor's of Leeson Street. Astor's opens 6 days a week, serve breakfast, lunch and dinner, all at very affordable prices. And the food? Well, it's superb. You can choose from steaks, grills or fresh fish and enjoy a glass of wine with your home-cooked meal. So for friendly service 6 days a week, call into Astor's, open from 10 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Or call us for a reservation on 609906. Astor's, 133 Upper Leeson Street, Dublin 4.
When it comes down to quality, workmanship and good value, there's only one place in Dublin who can get you back on the road. The Exhaust Centre of Hill Street, Dublin are the proven experts in replacement exhaust systems, and we've years of experience under our belt. The exhaust people in Dublin are at the Exhaust Centre. Come in and have a chat to our friendly staff. They'll look after you. The Exhaust Centre, Hill Street, Dublin. Telephone 740-396. That's 740-396.
Gareth O'Callaghan.
Tuesday's cruise recaptures the music and news of a year when it was revealed that absenteeism among Dublin Corporation's 5,000 outdoor workers cost city ratepayers a whopping £2 million over the past 3 years. And some of the big television features, Gemini Man was topping the TAM ratings, Ken Dodd's World of Laughter, and good grief, Crossroads. What year was it? news for a Tuesday the 26th is 3:20, and two of the very, very, very leading headlines that year, two air traffic controllers were taken into custody following the world's worst air disaster in Zagreb. That, you might remember, involved a Yugoslavian DC-9 and a British Airways Trident. And back at home, it was the year Noel Murray was sentenced to penal servitude for life for the murder of Garda Michael Reynolds. That was by the Supreme Court. You might remember that happened on the previous September. But have you any idea how far back we are, or even what day it was today?
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man.
You know, it's hard to believe the sort of weather they enjoyed that year, and it wasn't that long ago. It turned out to be the hottest year of the decade when you look around us here in Dublin City today. The Cruise remembers the year when two men appeared together with a woman in a court in Massachusetts in September to be charged with conspiring to assassinate Senator Edward Kennedy. And Chinese Communist Chairman Mao Zedong died in September also. One of the more strange stories of the year involved the Onze Amigos. Now, they were a South Brazil soccer team, and the brief translation of that meant the 11 friends. Apparently, one Sunday, they were barred from the local championships for killing the referee during the afternoon match. Now, they insisted and swore that it was a friendly. If that had been a league match, I don't honestly know, and dread to think of what the outcome would have been. What year are we remembering today?
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. And then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got another and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. You're feeling like a part of you is dying. And
and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Your money for a second. Candy Staten, ABBA, 10cc, Johnny Nash. Do you remember Linda Carr with Cherry Pie Guy? That was the year Kenny Nolan began to get very, very rich from writing good popular songs. The Bellamy Brothers, Richard and David, and Elton John introduced a new lady to the music circuit. That was Kiki D. And this week that year, Don't Go Breaking My Heart was number one. It's 3:27 on the cruise. Now, we've curtailed it slightly simply because we have so much traffic news at hand that I think it's worth giving it to you in about 2 minutes' time. Bad spots to watch out for. And in the light of the destruction that Dublin City has been through in the last 24 hours, we now know that six people have died tragically as a result of the heavy torrential rain and the bad winds. We think it's over. Now, we're checking constantly with the Met Office, but we will give you a rundown on the bad spots to avoid in about 3 minutes. Stay right where you are, hang on and hedge your bets for a second. We'll tell you what year it was next.
Energy 103.
Here's Simon Police, operations manager of XL Couriers, attempting to break the Irish triple jump record. Oh, hard luck, Simon. As you can see, athletics isn't our forte. But if you want a package or letter delivered in record time anywhere in the Dublin area, XL Couriers are more than one jump ahead of the competition. XL Couriers. Call 614-167. That's 614-167.
In today's demanding security environment, you can't afford to take chances. There's too much at stake. That's why people who know about alarm systems choose ATA. Into every ATA security alarm goes total dependability. Dependability that comes from top quality equipment, installed by experts, and backed up by a professional and efficient service department. ATA Security. Technology with reliability in burglar and fire alarms. Can you afford not to phone 775-099? ATA Security.
Sapphire's Hair Design of 286 Harold's Cross Road are the creative hair care experts. We specialize in coloring, perming, makeup, waxes, and express nails. And to give you that total look, why not bronze yourself on our deluxe stereo turbo sunbed in a private sun studio complete with shower? Meet Charles and staff, late of Grafton Street, at Sapphire's Hair Design, 286 Harold's Cross Road, Dublin. Or you can call us on 976-703. Open 6 days a week with late opening on Thursday and Friday. Sapphire's Hair Design. Telephone 976-703.
We need American Music Magazine.
Hello, thrill fans. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Well, are you prepared to face a full hour of your most requested music each and every day, plus loads of inside scoops on all the stars, deep probing artist close-ups that will make you say, it's all happening right here every week on the American Music Magazine. How do you feel?
I feel good.
If you can make it through the storms, Rick will be here as usual later tonight, midnight till 1 on the American Music Magazine program. It's exactly 3:30. Did you win the money? The year today was 1976. 1976.
Harris O'Callaghan, feel the energy.
Right here.
Energy 1.
103.
Now, if you're on the road a lot today, perhaps you're a little anxious at the moment as far as the bad spots and the areas to avoid go. Well, we have the most comprehensive, the latest, the up-to-date spots to avoid. Harold's Cross Road is still very, very bad. In fact, there are three or four fire tenders down there actually pumping away the 3 or 4 foot deep floods. Similarly, Crumlin Village, we hear, is very, very bad still. Roads leading to Castle Knock through the Phoenix Park. Now, the main road through the Phoenix Park is okay once again. It's been cleared by the corporation. Similarly, Churchtown Road was blocked, but it's in the process of being put right again. Kimmage and right along the banks of the Dodder down towards Mount Argus, similarly Churchtown, similarly Balls Bridge. Try and avoid it at all costs. The corporation still don't know what's going to actually happen to that bridge yet. The gas lines have been disconnected, so if anything does go wrong, it should be a CAM procedure on their part. As far as the electrical cable which came down at Eglinton Road, it's still very dangerous in that area, and I suggest you try and stay away from it. The ESB are now out trying to fix electrical faults in many parts of the south side. Merrion Road is a no-go area, especially around the Tara Towers area. Some of the areas which were badly affected are now back to normal and are passable. Cabra, the North and South Circular Roads in most parts. Houston Station on the south side, similarly Intercore Road and Park Gate Street. The Dart is back to normal, we hear, which is good news if you're on your way home this evening and found it miserable getting into work this morning. That's the Dart back to normal, except for Bayside, where there are a couple of electrical power problems. We'll keep you up to date every 20 minutes over the next 3 hours this evening. Try and stay with us if you can. We'll keep it as far as we can, well, judge, let's just say, cool and calm. How's that?
No running down the wrong road, dancing to a different drum. Can't you see what's going on deep inside your heart? Always searching for the real thing, living life so far away. Just leave all the madness in yesterday. You're holding the key.
Biggest film attraction of the summer, Michael McDonald and Sweet Freedom on Energy 103. The weather might be bad, hope might be low, the form might not be good today, but the favourites are consistent. 3:35 with Gareth O'Callaghan. Looking at the weather today, it's going to be very cold, very dull throughout, with outbreaks of very heavy rain, we're told by the Met Office. Gale force north to northwesterly winds with violent gusts. Now, that's not as bad as it was yesterday. We were doing a little bit of research on it this morning. The winds yesterday were easterly, and that's why there was so much flooding, particularly in coastal areas. But due to the change of winds, we expect the rain to die off a little later. Winds will moderate. There'll be showers in all areas. And lighting up tonight is 9 o'clock. Pandemonium Stakes today, I'm afraid it's going to be very, very busy. We might have to just postpone one or two of the regular little features that we do, but it'll be all in a good cause, and we'll keep you updated, as I say, every 20 minutes with the traffic situation. The teaser today, well, it's all to do with the Rose of Tralee and Kerry generally, triumphant on Sunday, and also a big conflab of great celebrities down there tonight for the actual choice of Rose of Tralee 1986. That's at 4:10. Couple of excellent programs on telly tonight, and one of the little teasers that we'll be looking at later, an interesting new survey on what men dislike about women. Now, gentlemen, let me just ask you this question. We asked the ladies yesterday, what are the five things you dislike most about your other half, eh? Well, we've got 10 very interesting ones, and we'll take a look at that in the next hour. Here's Huey Lewis on the news.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Down that rocky road, but here we are still around. We thought about someone else, but neither one took the bait. We thought about breaking up. Now we know it's much too late. We are bound by all the rest.
To be stuck with you, even if the weather's miserable, we're together. Well, it's Tuesday afternoon, Huey Lewis on the news there. It's 20 minutes to 4, just looking at some of the topical news in the papers today. I see that the mother of beautiful Mandy Smith, Now, she's the former 13-year-old love of Rolling Stone Bill Wyman, hit back at the critics today. Patsy said, people should mind their own business, shouldn't they? I've always believed that children should have their freedom. When does it start, Patsy? I mean, do the Rolling Stones approve of that? I think they do, actually. I think they do. Behind Bill all the way. Well, many who plan to take late breaks in Ireland this year are despairing at the moment of the weather, and they're heading off to Mediterranean hotspots. Now, I can't honestly hold that against anyone, considering what we've been through here over the last 24 hours. Did you know that one yacht ended up on a roadway in Bray due to the pounding sea last night? I mean, can you imagine driving home? Maybe you've got a couple of drinks on you, and you look around and you see a yacht passing you by on the right-hand side with no one at the helm. Give up going to that pub, if you ask me. It was the Force 10 tail end of the tropical Hurricane Charlie which caused all the damage around town last night, with the worst damage, I notice, in Dublin, Cork, Kerry, Wexford, Limerick and Athlone. And as I say, we'll update you on the traffic as soon as we get it to hand. Well, Bob Geldof splashed out £25,000 on a lavish meal for his wedding guests on Sunday. We've just learned that. Altogether, the Band-Aid star blew $75,000 on his big day. Now, the critics are hitting back, and I see that Bob Geldof's Band-Aid chum Midge-Ure is splashing out $2,000 on a holiday in the sunny Algarve. What's your opinion? I think he deserves it. Of course he deserves it. It's his own money. I mean, do the critics expect him to pour thousands of his own pocket into the Band-Aid fund? You just can't do that, can you? But there's an amusing little story about the bride and groom who walked down the aisle in a blaze of glory yesterday because the church caught fire. And I definitely think that the Dublin Corporation should set up a special fund to compensate the 2,500 people whose umbrellas gave way yesterday. I mean, can you imagine sitting at a bus stop waiting for your bus and seeing 2,500 people drenched because they've just discarded their umbrellas? Good grief.
I'll hold you and touch you and make you my woman. I'll give you